you could tell when my hair used to be real just jet black. Until it breaks.
Well, slightly black cheekbones.
And I really show my Indian a bit.
I think
the
Indians are wonderful.
So we have the Indian.
What about any other nationality that you know that you might come from?
No, I don't.
Do you know if there was any French or Scotch-Irish or English?
Well, I probably some of it, but I don't remember, you know.
That hadn't been handed down, like the idea that there was some Indian.
Right. Just the Indian was all we was ever told we had in us was Indian.
What about your husband's family?
My husband's grandfather came from France.
Oh, he did?
That's Touraine. You know, that's French.
Oh, yes, I knew that. I was going to ask you about that. Did they have any Indian in there back then?
I don't believe so. I don't think they did. I don't know what his mother was. I just knew his.
Of course, I'm especially curious about that in this area because I do know so many different nationalities did settle along the Gulf Coast. But it's interesting to see what nationality.
Now, this, the Baloos right over here live. They're from Ireland. And I have this first cousin that is in Ireland. I guess she's there now. She was to go last summer and her son took seriously ill and she didn't get to go. She was to go to Ireland this year and go to where her ancestors lived and everything. Yeah, she's real anxious to hear from her, see how it came out. I visited her, and she lives in Los Angeles, and I spent a week with her during Christmas holidays. I took my first plane flight.
Did you?
Yeah, I loved it. Just, those old bees.
Did I get them on you?
No, they do bite, but they don't. It just stings me. One bit me and one bit Pam.
I didn't get them on you. I was putting them on the floor.
I don't
know. He's under your chair.
They're after the garbage, I guess. I noticed them in here this morning.
They probably are. Oh, well, have you traveled very much?
No, that's all. I've never been, you know, by plane, but I've been a little bit by car. I went down in Florida, all through Florida, and then I went to St. Louis and Kentucky, and, you know, just places.
You're taking some car trips.
Yeah, since my husband died, my sisters, I went one summer to Florida with them, and then another time with the other sister, visit their children, one of their children in St. Louis and in Illinois, and different, you know, so I never had gone anywhere until. Oh, I'd been to Nashville. We went there, my husband and I, one time to the Grand Ole Opry.
I like Nashville.
Yes, I like it. We really enjoyed it. The trip we made up there.
What sort of education did your husband have?
He didn't have, but just, I guess, it's probably just through grammar school. See, my husband was 17 years older than me. He didn't get much of an education, but he, my daughter could tell you, when she was in high school, she brought a problem home one night that even the teachers couldn't work.
Oh, really?
And he worked it for her. And she just loved to tell you. Her daddy didn't even have a high school education, but he worked their problem. He worked it in his head, so she knew how to put it down on paper. You just couldn't. He was just a whiz when it came to working things. Cause,
was he a carpenter?
Yes, he was. Started being, when he was 17 years old, he started carpentering.
Well, that's a certain amount of mathematics.
Oh, yeah, and he blueprint. He could read blueprint just, He's only been dead not quite 4 years.
Yes, your daughter told me that.
And this little Pam in there can remember things that he did for her when she was 2 years old. We've just been talking, I was talking about that, Sheila and I, how she could, but she told us something the other day, and I traced it back, and she had to be 2 years old. They call him Papa. Papa had said or Papa had done, and she was just a little baby, she can remember.
Did you know your grandparents?
Oh, yes, I knew. Neither grandfather.